Okay, I've been having lunch here with Kevin Briety. Kevin Briety. You know, you got to think sobriety when you see that name. It's a great way to remember it. But Kevin Briety works at Ignite out of Cary, and he is a, strategy?
Strategic Partnership Director.
Strategic Partnership Director. And we've been talking a little bit over lunch about what makes a strong social media a social media expert, if you will, or a social media director. And, you know, he has some really interesting takes, so I just want to pose it to you, Kevin, on what does it take to be strong in the social media space today?
I think it's really about, it's less about your visibility as an individual, and I think that's been kind of the arbitrary measure a lot of people have been using, especially over the last couple of years. It's kind of what's that individual visibility and almost your bankability? Are you getting into conferences? Do you have a lot of followers? It's much more about kind of the behind-the-scenes practical experience. I would much rather, in something we talk to our clients about when they're hiring social media staff, my approach is, depending on what they're using social for, whether it's PR or marketing, hire someone who's a great PR person, who's a great marketer, who's got proven results and background, and then who can learn kind of the social angle and learn the tools and skills. And then from there, when you look for people who have got deep experience in social, it's you want that deep practical background in the field, in whatever their specific field is, and then you want those specific, what are those campaigns they've done? I care much less about, do I recognize their name off the top of my head? And much more about, you know, what's that great campaign they've run, or what's that, you know, great program that's out there that's got some staying power, that's got some proven results.
And like I mentioned to you, I mean, it's kind of like the difference between new journalism and old journalism, because right. You know, it's just like you either have one camp where it's about keeping your name out of the picture,
right?
Or you have Hunter S. Thompson. So I mean, it's just like there is a value to both, but one, the Hunter S. Thompson approach is more about selling a media network that right. You've created. And the old journalism approach is more about selling ideas and being other-focused on the actual brand that you're promoting or the client.
Right, and I think that's exactly the same thing. You look at the old journalism approach, a lot of it is the newspaper would shine because they put out a great investigative journalism piece. To some degree, in the new model, it's much more about, you know, the individual and what story that they've told and what kind of things that they can point to as almost... It sounds horrible, but that they can brag about to some degree. I think it's much more about, how invisibility has a certain virtue in its own right. And I think those are some of the most interesting people to talk to in this field, are those almost hidden gems of individuals. So you look at those great brands and even agencies that are doing really smart work in this field. And I think one of the most fascinating things is when you look at those and you can't name the rock star on staff that they have. And you don't know who their big blogger is or who their big speaker is at conferences. Those are the ones that I just want to go meet because I want to see what they're doing. And those are the folks that you can almost tell. It's like they're so focused on their work and on, you know, delivering value for what they're trying to do for their client or for their employer. I'm not saying that, you know, building out your own name is a bad thing by any stretch. I think it's a wonderful thing. But it's kind of a fascinating mark, I think, of where this business is going to some degree, is that there's so many people who are just doing this stuff day-to-day behind the scenes and doing it really well, that those are some of the most interesting people to talk to.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks very much. That was some great insight. This is Bob Norp for the Beancast, and this has been an Audio Boo.
Thank you.